Coaches Insight programs continue here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM, getting you set for week two of high school football tomorrow night. And we're joined by the Morehill Mounts Academy Ravens football coach right now. That is Zach Fredrickson. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco Johns. Well, Coach, I'm sure a lot of excitement around the team after last week's week one performance, a win at home over Jefferson County North 22-20. It had been a while since the Ravens had won a football game. Just how cool was that, just to finally get over that hump, get that first win, especially to open the season here in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, it was super exciting. You know, it had been 22 months since we'd last won, and it had been a couple of years since we've won a home game, too. So lots of excitement there, and I think the opponent helped out with the excitement, too, because JCN's big year last year, and it was a close game, and finally got over that hump, and you know, it's just going to keep carrying on, I think.
Ravens win at 22-20. Well, let's dive into it a little bit. What really stood out about your team's performance in that win?
I think our way to fight adversity. You know, we came out slow, had a turnover. They marched down the field, but we flipped the switch and we started playing good defense. And just the way our guys responded, that was the big difference from, you know, last year's team to this year's team, is just the way we handle adversity. And defense was a big one. Our defense played lights out.
Yeah, I think, again, going back to the defense, kind of going to my next point there, making some big stops late when you really had to secure the win.
Yeah, I mean, both our defensive ends, Noah Ramplinger and Raheem Thompson, you know, they had 50 yards and a minute left, and those guys had three sacks together and QB pressure on the other play to end it. So those guys finished it for us, and, you know, guys made plays all night, created a turnover. So just some big plays at big times.
Ravens winning thanks to, again, multiple stops late. First win for Morehill Mounts Academy since October 28th of 2022. Zach Fredrickson joining us here, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco Johns. A couple more minutes here on our Coaches Insight programs. We'll talk about Jackson Heights here in a moment, but was there a little bit of extra juice in practice this week after that win last Friday night?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot more excitement. You know, guys were a little fired up, you know, ready to go. You know, we got another big opponent this week, so just kind of got our juices flowing a little bit for that one.
Well, let's talk about Jackson Heights. Some would say maybe the league favorite. They split the title with JCN a year ago, and they bring back a ton of talent, a very good quarterback. They're athletic. You know, it took them a little while to pull away from Riverside. You know, Riverside gave them a good game last week. You know, 35-7 is the score. You see it and don't really understand unless you watch the game. It was close in the second half. Riverside made a couple mistakes that led to some short fields, and the Cobras were able to pull away late. But how much of that film have you watched? What do you see from Jackson Heights? And obviously some challenges here in week two.
Oh, yeah, I've watched a ton of that film. Yeah, like you said, I mean, it was 12-7 going into the fourth quarter. But just like you said, they're very explosive, athletic. There's a reason why they scored 23 points in the fourth. They can, you know, break one at any time. So, you know, containment's super important. They got a lot of speed on the edge. Their quarterback's great. They've got some good guys up front. So, you know, we just have to, you know, play our keys, techniques, and limit our mistakes.
How hard is it to kind of replicate maybe that speed that you're going to see with Jackson Heights maybe throughout the course of practice? Is it challenging to maybe replicate that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's impossible, right? You know, because our fastest guys are the ones that we're trying to get the look to. So, you know, we're doing our best there, maybe pulling guys around to try to imitate that. But, you know, Maley's, he's a special kid. He's a great athlete. So, you know, we'll give him his credit there. He's going to be a tough one to contain.
Finally, Coach, just give us some keys to the game for tomorrow night. You got to go on the road. First time here in 2024. Jackson Heights always showing out. That community with that team, and obviously they're very excited about what they can do here in 2024. But just talk about kind of the expectations and a few keys for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, you know, we expect our guys to go out there and, you know, fight. The biggest keys is defense. We have to contain the edge. If we can contain the edge, then, you know, I think we got a good shot and tackling. Those are the biggest things. You know, we can't miss one or get out of our gap or miss our assignment, or, you know, they'll take it to the house on us. And then offense, we just have to execute a little better.
There it is. Zach Fredrickson, Morehill Mounts Academy football coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco Johns. After a week one win against Jefferson County North. Final score there was 22-20. They go on the road. Jackson Heights, the opponent here in week number two tomorrow night. Should be a good one in the NEKL. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time each and every week. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you. Talk to you next week.